Okay, so we're on TeamSpeak, Moulton and Sundance Raphael, and we're doing an exercise that's called active listening. The way active listening works, and you can do this in any language, a speaker will say something. They'll pause after every sentence or maybe even after every phrase. Then the listener repeats back what they understood the person to say. And we're doing this on TeamSpeak because two reasons. First of all, the audio quality of TeamSpeak is not as good as being in the same room and talking to somebody face-to-face. So the audio quality is hard to make it out. And the other reason is because Sundance, is native language is German, and her English is not so good. And so sometimes I cannot make out what she's saying, even if there wasn't a problem, you know, with the technology of the audio communication. So she tells me something, and then I repeat back what I heard, and then she can tell whether or not I understood it, or which words I didn't understand or got wrong. So that's our exercise, active listening. Last place we got stuck, she was telling me about a kind of a school that I've never heard of. The German word is Fachgymnasium, F-A-C-H Gymnasium.
It was spoken in German, Fachgymnasium.
Fachgymnasium.
Yes. It means it's a school for the child from the middle education, right?
It's a school for a child from the middle education. I don't know what you mean by middle education. You mean the middle years of education?
No.
Like middle school?
Like middle school, yes.
Okay, so Fachgymnasium means middle school. It's in between primary school and high school. No.
I have told you that the children were divided in three groups. The middle group goes 10 years to school.
Not the middle years, but the middle level. So you have the very bright students, and then the middle students, and then the very slow students. These are for the middle students.
Yes. They go 10 years, and then they can go 3 years longer and become the college degree.
So they go for 10 years in middle group, this sort of middle population, and then if they do okay, they can go for 3 more years in what we would call college preparation, and if they successfully do 3 more years of college preparation, then they can go to college or university. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Good.
There are some other possibilities, but it is very hard to explain that.
There are some other possibilities, but it's going to be very hard to explain them.
Yes. If you go 2 years to a
Fachgymnasium. If you go 2 years to a Fachgymnasium.
Or you pass a the 11th class in
or to another
gymnasium.
Kind of class which I didn't understand. If you go 2 years to Fachgymnasium or something else.
Or you pass the 11th class in
or you pass an 11th class. Or you pass a what?
The 11th grade. In
if
the
you successfully complete gymnasium. 11th grade, okay.
You have sheet of paper that say you have the theoretically possibility to go to technical college.
If you pass 11th grade, you have the possibility to do something or other which lets you go to college.
To a technical college.
To a technical college. So what do you have to pass? What is the name of the examination or the whatever it is, what is it that you have to do to be able to go to a technical college?
We
they
call
didn't get
it
that part.
Fachhochschulreife.
You've been listening to an example of active listening. This is an example of how Wikiversity can use voice over internet technology for language learning projects. To create and participate in audio projects, come to the TeamSpeak page at Wikiversity, online at wikiversity.org.